I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. 503-225-0860. So I woke up this morning early to get to my computer and to read and to understand what's going on in the world. And I don't know about you, but I got a lot of kvetching to do about the mainstream news. It's getting embarrassing. It really is. I mean, some of the things they talk about, it's like, these things don't affect me, or do I care? Not really. I don't care. I guess because I'm not a politically, you know, tuned in guy. I know what's going on, basically, but yeah, it just bores the hell out of me. Just, you know, to hear all the complaining and all the, you know, taking Trump out of context and bankrupting Trump and Trump. You know, I think the media should be embarrassed for what they're doing. I think the internet should be embarrassed for the stuff they're pushing and the ideas that they're pushing on people. Living in this techno world, this technotronic world, the whole internet, just sometimes, even the TV, divorces us from real life because, you know, it just passes into inert, abstract, and dead screen existence. I find myself turning off the TV and doing chores, even chores that don't need to be done. I do them for some reason. And Janine's happy about that because I usually don't do chores, but I do chores. I'm doing chores now. motivated because I'm bored. And it shouldn't be surprising that people grow sick and tired of the steady streams of woke news that fills their days and nights. Real news that affects all of us is no longer a part of the national legacy media. I'm going to say that right now. Why? Because it's all about activism. It's activism has taken over, and the commentators on the nightly news seem to be scab pickers. You know, you've picked scabs before. People pick scabs. Scab pickers are the people that are just obsessed with scabs. They're scab. You know, people who are obsessed with scabs, they pick at them until they bleed. And then after that, the blood dries, more scab to pick. So they keep picking and picking and picking until there's no arm left or no leg left or no back left, you know. From the Trump-Biden fiasco to the Trump bankruptcy watch to the LGBTQ snubs and praise and all the other socialites living an awfully precious life. Even if it's amid the pervasive despair of an economy in free fall. But their uppermost concern is clinging to their damn pronouns. Hey! How cool. You know, being woke, being inclusive, telling us about women in history, taking the time to honor people because they're handicapped, telling us about Oprah and whether or not she's weak because she lost weight using Ozempic. You know, these are the stories that they're following. And quite frankly, this should be embarrassing. And they deliver this load of horse dung and they pass it as news. Do you really care if Oprah's using Ozempic? In fact, that's going to be featured tonight. I just looked up at CNN. King Charles tonight. Oprah Winfrey. Actually, it's tomorrow. Oprah Winfrey talking about her use of Ozempic because she's not on Weight Watchers anymore. Wow. Breaking news. These are the stories they follow. And quite frankly, I don't know what to say. Because you know what happens? These types of stories find themselves creeping into my news feeds. And they take precedent. This is what Facebook feeds you. This is what X feeds you. This is nuts. Meanwhile, the world is being taken over by the psychotic inmates that are running the asylum. You know, I wish that there were more Americans that would come right out and say that they're just sick. Sick of it all. I'm sick of it all. And I feel like that guy at Howard Beale, right? I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. And, you know, and I wish that they would start putting their money and their attention towards those that give them real information and things to think about. Real important subjects, spiritual subjects, social subjects, financial subjects. things that they never thought about before. Things that they never think about, but then it's when it's talked about. Like, I never thought of that before. That's what the media used to do. They used to challenge thinking. What if, here's this, whatever. Let's go after a politician that's basically screwing you. We see that checks and balances in the media are supposed to be there, but it doesn't seem to be, because I've always been taught that the people who are on the news, and me being on the radio, you're supposed to be a public trustee reporting what is in the public interest, not a media that meddles in people's lives and manipulates choices and develops the talking points for the month. Many of them are just hollow and empty. How many times can you talk about abortion? How many times can you talk about Trump's bankruptcy or bloodbath, blood, blah, 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 blah? Whoa. You know, the vapidity of it all is really painful to hear and feel. And that being said, what happens when a culture at large experiences within that culture something that deviates sharply from legacy systems or norms? Stuff that we've been following for decades, stuff that we've been doing for decades. If it's not broke, why are we supposed to be fixing it? Oh, it's because it's for better. It's better for you. I remember that's what Windows 95 said. Hey, Windows 10's better. No, it always gets more complicated. The occurrence of this deviation could come directly from government or come from the collective, or in our current situation appears to be coming from the collective. But in fact, it's an intentional deviation. That deviation is being created by an agenda, and that agenda is constantly being pushed by the media. What should happen in this case is that the culture should just say, screw that. They shouldn't stand for it. They should know what an agenda is. They should be able to use discernment to say, oh, that's an agenda, obviously. They need to make their dissatisfaction clear, and they revolt. I'm not saying take up arms against the government. No, I'm just saying to hell with this. At the very least, do not comply with these silly, whimsical agendas. Simple as that. If they're not laws, they're agendas. And if they're agendas, they don't have to be followed. Plain and simple. But unfortunately, that time when our society would demonstrate something like that, I think, is long past now, unfortunately. 503-225-0860. It's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.